I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Guess who's back, back again.
Woo! Whoa! Was that a new song?
Yes.
I've not heard it.
You'll have to wait and hear it.
Ooh.
Just a little something I mixed together. Just new beginnings. Pretend this is our first podcast ever.
Ever. I could do that.
We did 13 last year, and Abby just told me she's already read 13 books this year.
Basically, yes.
When you say basically?
Well, so my Goodreads reports 13, but there's some that are attached to last year, too.
Like you started last year and finished this year?
Yeah. Or? No, that I added this
Are you in
year.
Some kind of book challenge?
Yeah, on Goodreads. I wanted to read... Shut up.
Is that like
also
is it like fantasy
school.
Football for nerds or what is, like who can read the most?
Okay, first of all, fantasy
is it attached
football?
To Book It by chance?
It should be. No, at school we're also having timeout. First off, fantasy football is itself for nerds. It's make believe. Secondly, it involves a lot of numbers and stuff. Nerd. Goodreads has like a, you set your own, it's not a challenge, you just set your own goals. And then at school, we have a January, February, winter reading challenge. And just like who can like read a lot of books and most pages by students or staff.
Do you feel competitive in that? Or is it just like?
Okay, for me, I've never read this much. I'm more of a podcast person, and I'm really bad at reading. I've read more fiction this year than I've probably read 5 years combined.
True story. We have both been, Abby more so than me, struggling with some sleep. But there's been multiple nights I woke up at 3 a.m., rolled over, and Abby's reading in the middle of the night.
In my head, it's a better way because it's a plain black and white screen.
Yeah.
Like it's a black background, white print.
Is it like the Kindle app or?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Book
or my
app.
Hoopla app through the library. I think that is plain and it helps me go to sleep faster.
Okay.
Than if I'm scrolling Facebook or TikTok or something like that. I'm really trying. I mean, ideally, I get up and I look at nothing, but I have a really hard time turning my brain off. So reading is I'm trying to use that to escape
that.
A little bit.
A year ago, if you would have asked me about that very condition, I would have said it was make-believe.
Things going on in your head?
That would keep you from sleeping. Like, not being able to turn, you know what I mean? Like
that has been my life.
I've never...
All of it. This is fascinating. Again, you with no thoughts in your head. Amazing.
Until, like, I would say the last 6 to 8 months, it's been... I've had... that ramped up inner dialogue before I go to bed.
Sometimes I give myself an assignment of something to think about to fall asleep to. Like
I'm very content with the monkey and the symbols in my brain.
I wish I was. There are nights that I'm like, okay, all right, tonight we're going to think about this week's schedule. Let's run that. Let's run through that real fast.
Let's run it back. I have been trying to write more things down. Mostly work stuff, but.
Like while you're at work? Or?
Like while I'm at work, yeah.
You don't write things down?
Like calendar-wise.
Okay.
Like trying to keep track of things, like a to-do list maybe.
Yep.
Something like that.
I have a paper calendar going on and I have two e-calendars. And we have our...
Allegedly, there's a family calendar. I would never,
you accept all of the invitations.
I do.
And I've got to be... What I'm not doing is I haven't been putting the alerts on them. So now...
Yeah, so the calendar alerts that I get trash day. I get Abby's meetings.
I don't intend to give you those unless it's like I'm going to be out of town or like.
Well, no, I think you said a schedule of recurring events that just keep popping up.
I got it. Some of those I got to cancel out, but
I was just
trash day.
I was just
letting you know.
Yeah. You forget one or two times in 20 years of marriage, and there you go.
I know, but like forgetting trash day is just an epic fail of like.
You have a whole week to look at your mess.
Yeah, and where are you going to put all that trash?
True story, our trash day changed probably a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Fridays I wake up like, forgot to take the trash out.
No lie, this morning, I don't know who, what. I didn't have my glasses. Also, still haven't found my glasses. We need to do that before I go to bed tonight. Anyway, I wake up this morning. I hear, like, I thought somebody was breaking into the house. And then I was like, well, maybe they're just breaking into the car because I fell asleep on the couch.
Be so much better.
Well, I had some stuff in the car that I didn't want anybody to get.
I left some bourbon in your car. I just noticed that when I went to the gas station.
Did you take it out? Is it
still
there?
It's still there. Just take it to school tomorrow so I'll drink
Let's not. I also had a can of your dip in my backpack.
It wasn't even like a full can.
It was still, I don't even know how it got there. I felt like I had contraband. Anyway, there was like an electric company or something. I don't know. It was a utility truck. There were lights
on
involved.
On Sunday morning?
Yeah. Like on the corner of our house out by this electric light pole. Electric light pole. Whatever. And
I know what it was.
I thought, I seriously was like, it's trash day, and like panicked.
I know what it was.
What?
It was Spectrum. I got an email that they were working.
At 5:30 a.m.?
It was supposed to be at midnight.
What were they doing?
I don't know. System maintenance.
Okay. You got an email.
Turns out maybe, I think maybe that was probably just a on the network type of thing. Probably didn't require a truck outside.
Yeah.
Rethinking that probably wasn't what that was.
My God. I want to be you when I grow up. Just carefree and.
I don't know that's carefree. They say ignorance is bliss, but I don't know.
You seem pretty damn blissful.
I'm trying to be happier.
I just mean like content with not knowing things.
The more you know, more money, more problems.
Oh.
So we did a date night this week and it was fun. We saw our first stand-up show this year, Mark Norman.
He's which so funny. He was littler than I anticipated. I don't know. I have no concept of what size he should have been, but in my head I was like, he's small. He's smallish.
He's a little. He's just a little guy.
He's petite.
Yeah.
That was another middle of the night Abby find. I think I was scrolling and I was like, "Oh.
Yeah.
Sent you the link." And you ended up ordering it, but I was trying to, like, I want it to be a gift for you.
Then you should have just ordered it.
Yeah,
it surprised me.
It's so nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Like, I always anticipate that I'll do that, and you've already got, like, something on the books that you've not put on the family calendar.
Chances are.
Family calendar. And then, or, like, we don't have the money. Like, anytime I go, I'm like, I'm gonna spend some money. Like, it's. For whatever reason, like, no, don't do that. In my head.
Some of our most intense arguments over the last few years have been about budgeting and looking at the money. And it stirs up and it comes to a head. Abby reconnects and then it's back to my responsibility.
It's not really your responsibility. I just don't.
So I found if I just keep you in the loop for the most part. It works out good.
Still nerve-wracking. You're in charge of that. Allegedly, we'll have money and we can buy a house in a year or two. Maybe.
Who's to say? How do you feel about RV life?
I saw an RV today and I was like, I could do that. And then I
waved at him. I was like, who was that? And you're like, I don't know.
He waved at me first. It's an RV going down a residential.
Hey, where's that Winnebago going?
I didn't see. I honestly didn't even look to see. I was trying to get Harlan's attention.
Yeah.
To get like him closer to the house, and I was like, "Look, Harlan." Look. He was like, "It's a bus." I was like, "Yeah,
close enough."
Sure is. He's really into fire trucks right now.
I know. It's
Except
odd.
We went to go get his haircut today, and he heard sirens. He was like, "The police! I gotta hide." I'm like, "Bro, you got some warrants? What? Do you have some charges?"
They got me on tape stealing boxes.
He jumped in the car. I was like, "Okay, that's weird."
He's something special.
Mm-hmm.
We're juggling the. In theory, when I talk to people, I'm like, I've got a sophomore and a kindergartner.
Mm-hmm.
And it just sounds
well, extreme. I learned this weekend is that I guess everybody's first question to you is, how many marriages have you had?
Yeah.
Their assumption is.
When you have kids so far apart, it's like, oh, did you start over, new lady? No. Same one. No,
just
same wife, two different families.
Super weak pullout game.
Listen, I was seduced.
Mm. Yeah.
What? I swear.
It is definitely this year, I think, has been the most difficult of
There's a whole damn necklace with Fruit Loops on it upstairs. You know what I mean? There's a Fruit Loops. There's the 100-day. Like, let's count to 100. I thought we were past that.
No, and then I've got to make a Valentine's box. And then I've got Charlie, who's like studying for AP Euro exams. And
it ain't the same.
We walked today. She and I went for a walk today, and she's talking like she legitimately. We'll be driving soon. It's like, what? It's 2 years left at the house, and, you know, she goes off to wherever, whatever.
I just don't feel mentally that I've aged. My body, for sure.
So, turns out, mentally, you probably haven't.
Yeah.
Physically, I definitely have aged. I think mentally.
You went
too.
With bangs. Is that for a youthful look or?
It's to hide. So I can't afford Botox, but I can afford bangs, baby. So I can hide my.
You don't have wrinkles. You don't need Botox.
I do have wrinkles. Have you seen my face? It looks.
I see your face every day.
No, and I look like that.
As I bring up the bangs, Abby is fixing her bangs.
I look like that guy.
And now she's pulling her face.
Okay. In Men in Black, when the alien lands on the rural farm and the farmer goes out.
It's Vincent D'Onofrio.
Good. He has a name.
Mean, that's the actor who plays that. But
love him. And he comes back in and she was like, your skin is hanging off your bones. That is what my skin is like on my neck now. I'm getting a old lady turkey neck and it just like hangs there.
No problem.
Yeah. Disgusting.
It does not hang as bad as you perceive it to hang.
Sometimes if I'm dehydrated, I can pull the skin away and it just sits there a lot of times because I'm always dehydrated because I do not drink enough water. But it's gross.
Have you listened to any of this Gary Brecka guy?
I have no idea who you're talking about. You assume I know somebody's name.
So he's this health influencer. It's like 10X Health is the name of his company.
Would I have come across him on TikTok or Insta?
All the things.
I don't know him. Mm-mm.
But he is not a doctor. And so...
Okay.
If you just speak confidently enough about... I heard him say that the key to losing weight is not diet and exercise, it's cold plunge. And I was like, well,
bullshit.
You lost me. And people, Steve Harvey's hired him. Dana White's hired him. Yeah. Allegedly, in the beginning, it was you could do your blood work. He's the one that's got the methylfolate.
Oh,
that
okay.
whole thing. But he could read your blood work and tell you everything that was wrong with you and when you were going to die.
Okay, I don't want to know that.
I was like, so this one guy can, in all the history.
I just.
Dig into it. That's your homework.
No, I think I'll get mad.
But, and a lot of it's good common sense. He eats organic food.
What's he do? Just like listen to Huberman podcast and then repeats that and says like, this is the key. Look at sunlight.
I was going to say he didn't bring up any sunlight when I talked to him, but, or not when I talked to him, when I listened to him.
I just.
So you
I
can.
I mean, cold plunge is great and all, but like.
It's some ungodly amount of money to get the blood panel that he wants you to get to the genetic markers and all that so he can tell you.
I've had so much damn blood work done the past 3 months. I feel like I'm an expert. Give them to me. I can Google all of that now.
Most of the time, blood work comes back and it tells you the range, like your number and then what the healthy range is.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
My doctor just called me back and was like, hey, your blood work looks good. And then I'm like, oh, I'll pull it up on my app. And I'm like, it's elevated in like 3 different areas and I have an infection. So it looks great, like... What? I Googled all of it.
But nothing alarming, though.
I mean...
Your creatine level was up.
I don't think it's the same. It's not the same and thing.
You won't, you're right. It's the creatine you introduced your body.
I think it just means, again, I've had my 35th UTI or whatever I'm going on now.
Wow, you need to clean that thing out.
What's wrong with me? Have we podcast since I had my kidney stone? Life-changing.
No.
Absolutely.
Abby got the... She got COVID, then she got a kidney stone.
Kidney stone came first.
Did it come first?
Everything has been wrong with my body since that damn kidney stone. I've gone downhill.
And it's funny because not too long before that, I was talking with somebody from Mount Sterling, and she had multiple kidney stones. Mm-hmm. And then the guy that was with her had just come off a kidney stone where he had to have a shunt put in. That turned me up. And...
Oh, because it was so, like, to make space to get it through.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because it was big. Mine was not big.
One of the factors they think is the water here.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't. Okay, so I don't drink the water, but I'm like, you know what I do?
But you make coffee with it.
I do.
That's what he said.
I don't, actually, because I do a lot of cold brew. But you know what I do? Ice. Tons of ice. And we go to the gas station all the time and get ice out of there. I'm sure they're just... And I chew that ice all the time.
That's true. I never thought about that.
Because I was like, man, I don't like, I filter the water if I drink it, but I don't drink a lot of coffee.
What was odd is you and my sister had a kidney stone at the same time.
It was wild. It was like, I can't, like, I know, I've heard people like have to stay home from work for kidney stones.
Our boy Seth went to the hospital in like Arizona or somewhere, New Mexico.
How I felt.
The painted desert. He was just probably too much peyote.
How I felt in that moment, I cannot believe, like, he was, like, away from his home in that because it was awful. And I ended up driving myself.
He passed out.
I almost did. They caught me in the waiting room right before I passed out. And she, like...
And this was the visit where you had to sit in the hallway the whole time.
Yes. So they come and get me, and a former
student...
The timing
was impeccable, by the way. Harlan had his Santa pictures that day. Abby's feeling bad.
Gary lays down for a nap, and I'm like, I know, like, I'm nursing this UTI, and so here's what I do. I feel like I know when they're coming on, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's just a UTI, so I start eating, you know, AZO pills, or AZO, I don't know what they're called, and I find a random antibiotic in the cabinet, and I'm like, I'll just pop
for
this.
For somebody that is so smart... It's just,
and so I'm like,
amoxicillin, sure, that'll cure it right.
I'll get it. And so I'm like, this has got to take care of it. And it, I like went to church that morning, came back, and it didn't do crap. Like I was feeling like awful. And Gary lays down for a nap. I'm like, I've got to like get it together. I got to get it together, and I can't.
You were asleep too first. Though,
I did not sleep. There was zero sleeping. I was wallering is what I was doing. And I'd get up and I'm like, what is? It's so weird. Like I couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. And I look at, and Gary's like half frustrated. Like anytime Gary's response to anyone being in pain or danger is to get pissed at them. I don't know how else to explain it.
Tough love.
So infuriating and sad.
It's
like
not
I get
personal to you. It's the It's probably more the inconvenience of the...
Not your best look. Not your best look. So I can tell, like, we've got it. Like, this is the second... We've had to cancel Santa picks once before. We got to go get these picks. And he's throwing clothes on Harlan. For you to understand how much pain I'm in, I don't give a shit what he's putting on Harlan. Like,
well, you'd already picked it out. I didn't just randomly put the clothes on him.
You didn't... Like, I wasn't concerned at all with how he looked. You were just... Like, I think he buttoned the flannel all the way up to his neck.
I did not. Why would
like,
you do that?
I had no intentions of, like, never mind. Anyway, don't care. I'm like, go, do whatever. I'm just going to drive myself to the hospital. And you're like, fine.
Well, Charlie was gone.
Fine. And so he was like, you can't do that. I'm like, watch me. I don't know what else to do. Like, I'm dying. You got to go take him. And you think I'm, like, faking something.
I believed you.
And I get there and I'm like, this is awful. And I'm trying to explain to the girl who happens to be a former student. She's like, hey, Miss Thomas. And I'm telling her, she's like, have you ever had kidney stones before? And I'm like, no. Mm-mm. And I feel like I'm either going to puke in the waiting room. And then all of a sudden, like, I start going down. I'm like, I look at some random woman, also another sign that I'm really sick. I talk to a stranger and I'm like, can you, like, and like, confrontational, like, I ask for help. I advocate for myself. I'm like, I think you need to tell her I'm going to pass out. And she must have already seen me going down because she was bringing, like, all these cold packs, and somebody was already coming out with a wheelchair. Like, they'd already clocked me as, like, she's in pain. And so they get me, and I get into the, like, I don't pass out, but I get real damn close. I get to the bed, and they're like, well, it's kind of busy here today. This is where we got to take you. I'm in the hallway on a bed. Like, people that I know, I'm like, hey, like, in a lot of pain. Just laying in the bed in the hallway, like, holding my groin, because that's where the pain was. I'm like,
just grabbing my crotch.
Grabbing my crotch in the hallway. And it took a couple rounds of pain meds before I like settled down, and they do the CT. I never had a CT before that I recall. I don't know.
You had it with the contrast, right?
That was the second time. First time, yeah. I did not. The first time they just tossed me back there and like, yeah, you got a kidney stone. It's like, ah, cool.
And there's like nothing they can do for you, right? Like, good luck, pass it.
If it's of a certain size. So it was like 2 centimeters. And they kept telling me they were going to give me something. Well, they didn't give me the medicine. Like, that was supposed to dilate your...
pee hole.
Yeah, not that. No. But ureter. And...
Urethra.
No. No. She used the word ureter. It was not
did
a
you
real
say
word. And they're like, and we'll also give you a little strainer. I'm like, for what? And they're like, you're going to like... check your pee. And they never did that, and they never gave him a medicine. I was like, I'm out of here. Drove home medicated, but I felt fine at that point. And yeah. Gary's like, what do you need? What, you know, now he's listening to me, that now something's wrong with me. I was like, I really just have to stay hydrated. And I was like, somebody said that beer would help.
And what did old dad
so
come home with?
So on a Sunday, Gary runs to the gas station where probably I'm chewing the ice, the same ice that's giving me the kidney stone, who knows. And he comes home with a tall boy.
Yeah. Nichols. I mean, because they don't sell like a 8-ounce beer or 12-ounce beer.
I've got morphine in my system drinking a beer. Like, this is fine.
We're going to pass this one way or another.
This is fine. I never know if I pass it or not. I guess I do eventually, but it was very uncomfortable for a long time. And I feel so bad for people who do this regularly.
My goal in life is just to escape without ever having a catheter.
Oh. Oof. You didn't have one for your one surgery?
Nope.
Huh.
None that I know of.
I'm pretty sure I had one when I gave birth to one of the children.
Why one and not the other?
I don't know. I can't remember. I remember nothing after. Harlan's post-birth is real fuzzy to me. Charlie's... I remember a lot of the... I was more hyper aware of what they were doing. Like, it was disgusting. It was gross. They'd come in and like squish my belly to like
I remember going back there and seeing you when they were doing that.
Yeah, I was like, what's this about? And I'm like, this is flushing me out. Let's just play with my fat rolls. Get you a handful there, honey. Roll it out.
Yeah, my goal is not to go to the doctor this year for anything.
I mean, I feel like you should do a checkup or something.
It's a scam. I've had it's two surgeries in 2 years.
Feel good about that?
I did not feel good about the hernia surgery. And its effects are still lingering.
Especially when you go to the airport.
Oh, listen. One, for any of the guys that have had inguinal hernia surgery.
Look at you throwing medical terms out here.
That's... For any guys who've had crotch hernia surgery. And they told me this was a possibility, but that they may have to, like, deaden a nerve. So the right side of my pelvic area is just numb all the time. Like, I don't feel anything.
You just down there digging all the time, checking on it?
No, like if I bump into something or...
What are you bumping into with your pelvic area?
What do I bump into there, Abby? Use your imagination. Or when I go to the airport now, so they put this mesh in.
And I'm humping the TSA guy.
Well, I really want a shirt that says, it's not gay if it's TSA. Because, and this is the reason why, the first couple times I thought it was random. And it's been consistently the last four times I've flown. But not on, it's always been one or the other. Either my departure or coming back home. Never both, right? So always just one or the other. So you go through the little spinny thing where you put your arms above your head and it, you know, spins around. And I walk out and I look back and there's my body with a big red X right on the old penis.
Like, was it really on your penis, yes, or was it over on your crotch?
It's just the, yeah, it's right on the manhood. And so the first time the guy's like, hey, do you want to do this in a private room? I said, man, I'll drop it right here. I don't care. I just had surgery. Or I said, I had surgery. And he says, oh, are you okay? Yeah, it was like 3 months ago, dude. I'm just telling you, I had hernia surgery and there's mesh in there. But I talked to somebody else who got a card from their doctor to take through TSA.
You need to talk to your doctor, Jeremy.
He's not the one who did the surgery.
He could still probably hook you up with a card.
He's the one who wouldn't even touch me down there to see if it was a... He said, I can see it.
I'm good, I can see it.
Yeah. So.
Well, Gary got to spend the night in the hospital after that, though. So.
Because they thought it was infected. Crotch, my pelvic area swole up like a softball.
It's just some fluid.
Yeah, well, it was just fluid. And that's when I had the CT with the differential. They're like, this is going to make you feel like you got to pee. It didn't make me feel that way.
Because I had to go back because I thought I was having another kidney stone and I was going to get ahead of this thing because I never wanted to feel like I felt the first time ever again.
I don't ever want to feel
like I did that
like
day.
Like I did that day.
So, and they're like, it's just your run-of-the-mill UTI, which apparently with the kidney stones, it can happen. Anyway, they did the differential. And Gary's like, what'd you think? I was like, I thought I was going to stop breathing. He was like, I don't know.
Because it slides you in the tube now?
Nope. When they did that, I suddenly, like, I don't know why I didn't have any saliva in my mouth. I couldn't swallow. And I was like, I'm choking to death on nothing.
Better put some spit on it.
I need something to drink. But I did actually have a room that time, so I didn't sit in the hallway.
And I came that time.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Just,
yeah, you know.
Just run-of-the-mill a little. I've had infections and stomach issues. I'm just falling to pieces. I just want to be normal. I just want to have normality.
You should have vented this to Elmo. Did you have Elmo solving the world's problems on your 2024 calendar. Really, did you read any of the...
Just a few. I swiped through Instagram for a few and got super tickled. And
some people were baring their soul.
Oh, I didn't see any of those. I just got the really like, are you fucking kidding me, Elmo? Like cussing him out. Like, oh, not today, Elmo.
No, it was such an overwhelming response that all of the Sesame Street characters ended up saying they were there to help.
Oh, wow. You all, we're not doing okay. We are not okay.
Elmo coming in clutch. And it made me think there's a whole... I grew up, Sesame Street taught me how to read, all that stuff. Like, that was my... I sat in front of the TV, watched Sesame Street. And yes, my mom, that's, you know, that was how I became so smart, was Sesame Street.
Probably also how you have ADHD, but keep going.
Maybe. But now, if you don't have Max, HBO Plus, whatever it is, you don't get to watch Sesame Street. I guess maybe you watch it on YouTube.
There's no public access television?
No. HBO bought it.
What?
Yeah, I think they're 54 seasons in.
What the hell?
I don't know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I guess we just have to go learn from Daniel Tiger on KET.
That's free.
That's what I'm saying. I thought Sesame Street, the whole point was it was free.
I don't know.
They sold out.
They did. It literally sold out.
Wow.
But, yeah, the trauma dump on Twitter was just...
I miss Furchester. They could help you. They would be some problem solvers.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Did Oscar the Grouch come out to help?
He did.
That would be you giving people advice. Suck it up.
You'd be all right.
You'd be all right.
I don't know.
Have you ever just
thought
about
who's your favorite?
Being anxious. Who was my favorite?
Yeah.
I probably always had a soft spot for Snuffleupagus.
Snuffy.
Because he was sad. Like, I just felt like somebody needed to love him. And so that was...
Was he sad or... I thought he was just slow. Hey, bird.
I always felt like he was sad.
It's like Eeyore, kind of.
Yeah. I don't know. So I always felt like I should, like, he should have like special attention, but I was a big Bird fan.
The Count. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Could do without it.
One, ha, 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 ha.
That's two, good. That's good. That was good. Who did Grover, Near Far?
Yeah.
Liked him.
Waiter, there's a fly in my soup.
I don't think I learned how to read from Sesame Street. I don't know. I know I watched it a lot.
Going back and like watching the old ones. Because everybody's been on Sesame Street. What is it?
Something touched me.
I don't know. It's just the shows of now. Harlan's really into Fireman Sam. I'd never heard of it. I don't know.
It's totally random. I don't think it's like a real... I mean, it's a show.
I mean, it's definitely real.
But like, it's not like some popular...
It has its own 24-hour channel on the Roku channel.
Oh, God.
There's that many episodes.
Somebody else, we were talking about this, like what you can find for 24 hours on the Roku channel. Like, there are some real random...
Yeah, it plays a lot of old...
I was like,
old shows that you just watch.
Like, we got the aquarium channel.
We do have the aquarium channel.
Watch the aquarium 24/7. What would be a show that you could watch 24/7 that you would have playing?
The Office.
Same.
Trailer Park Boys.
No. I could do Schitt's Creek.
Mm.
It's not a lot of episodes, so.
That's the two that I would, like, even if there's just repeated. I remember working midnight shifts so many years ago. I was just thinking about this too. I could not do that anymore.
You were all about it.
I loved it. Huberman says it's bad for you.
It probably did
take a toll on me, but watching TNT would just rerun every night would be something different. NYPD Blue, Law and Order. Loved
Law and Order. I also did a lot of Cold Case, was it?
Yeah.
That would come on really early in the morning.
NCIS. Mm-hmm. Just random. Is TNT even still a channel?
Couldn't tell you.
I think it's just just has NBA basketball on it now. That's what it's kind of known for.
Yeah, not having cable television. Like, I don't know what channels are really channels.
Yeah, but who has cable television?
I think my mom and dad do. Don't they?
I don't know.
I feel like they do. Or, I don't know. Is satellite still a thing?
I don't think so.
I mean, a satellite anymore.
I've noticed the red box at Kroger's gone.
I did not realize there was still one at Kroger.
Yeah.
Wow. People were still doing that?
Yeah. Who still has DVD players? Dang. We were talking the other night, the only DVD players we have are in our car.
Yeah. And I don't think Harlan would watch a DVD. Like, no. He likes the idea of, like, playing with it. Every now and then he'll put one in the car and watch it, but he just doesn't. It's a testament to his attention span. That's awful. He's just scroll through YouTube, which we've.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I had to totally shut down.
We took it off the TV.
Every now and then on the weekends, he gets a little YouTube time.
Little YouTube action.
But we have to really monitor because he gets in some really weird places. He's into Five Nights at Freddy's, and I don't know. Like, I don't know how scary or spooky that is, if it's damaging him.
There's a whole generation of kids that's already damaged, so he's just now catching up.
Should that be like our bar? Is like,
we had
screwed up everybody else.
Nightmare on Elm Street. He's got Five Nights at Freddy's.
I mean, yeah, we did watch Nightmare on Elm Street in first grade.
Or
that's all twisted.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I've not sat and watched it. Other than, like, jump scares, I don't know how, like, truly scary it is.
It's just an animatronic bear.
Do they, like, murder people, or do they scare
them? I think so.
Oh. Should probably not
jump. I don't know. I'll be honest. I don't know. I don't know anything. Call Hudson. He can give us the whole plot line.
Should probably research this stuff. I did let him buy a Five Nights at Freddy's
poster.
I took him to Five Below for the first time, which is, like, that is... That store is a autistic kid's, like, dream, like, if you're Harlan's brand of autism, because Harlan is really into, like, different pop culture, like, brands and shows and stuff. Like, he has a flavor of the week, like, that he's going through. So maybe it's Fireman Sam or Five Nights at Freddy's or Mario or Minecraft. And that store has just the weirdest little random toys for those things. Squishmallows.
We went through a big Squishmallow thing.
Yeah. In fact, like, that was one of his top toys that he wanted to get, was a Squishmallow, until he saw the Five Nights at Freddy poster. And I was like, and I kept trying to explain to him, like, this is a poster. You don't play with it. We just have to hang it up on the wall. And he's like, yeah. Yeah. That's what he wanted. And then, like, all the candies and stuff, like the YouTube, like, related candies that you would see, you know? And so...
Well, I tell you what was a hard transition. And he didn't push too hard. But McDonald's went from Squishmallow toys.
Mm-hmm. And we were really digging the Squishmallows.
Like, you named them, knew them all, to adopt me.
Yes. Yes.
And so he was talking about adoption, and then I was like...
Yeah, yeah. Well, he kept saying, I didn't know that McDonald's had made this turn. I thought we were still
No.
Also, what is the timeline on a McDonald's Happy Meal toy nowadays? Like a week? I feel like we used to play Monopoly for months. For months. But I feel like they are like rolling through toys and trends like 2 weeks. I'm really curious to know like what their average time
is. It doesn't feel very long.
I mean, you don't really get a chance to like collect them all or anything. So
I try. We make our best effort to go to her
was kind of
a couple times a week.
I was kind of pumped about the Disney thing, the little Disney toys. He's got a whole little case of those, but you know, he didn't give a crap about it. So he kept yelling about the adopt me, and I was like, who?
What are you talking about? Yeah.
Like, do you want to adopt a dog? I'm like, have you been watching Sarah McLachlan like videos? What are you talking about? He was like, adopt me. I was like, you're not adopted. So I had no idea what he was talking about.
Yeah, it was McDonald's. About. They switched it right over.
Yeah. He's not super interested. We have a penguin, a lion, and a dog right now.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to.
Also, he's at the stage where the Happy Meal doesn't fill him up, but he refuses to get like just a value meal.
So I think what you're going to have to do.
Get a refill of nuggets.
Yeah. So you're going to have to get a Happy Meal and you're going to have to get like a side 6-piece. And like when he's not looking, like sprinkle them back in there. Like they magically replenished or something. I don't know.
Or pretend they're yours and then he would definitely come trust
them. They would love them. My mom, was it Christmas or something? We were supposed
about like the 40-piece or something.
Yeah. We were supposed to have a dinner with her. Oh, it was Thanksgiving.
Yeah. He missed out on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. He got sick. And she had a 40-piece nugget at the house. Just like, there's supposed to be more than just us there. And I was like, I don't know what to do with it. So we froze it and I brought it home. Air fry those suckers. Your house smells like McDonald's. It's actually cheaper to get the 40-piece nugget than it is to buy a 10-piece or whatever. It's more valuable. Value? Not valuable. What am I trying to say?
Economical.
Thank you. And toss them in a freezer bag. Take them out. You don't get the cool toy, but all the cholesterol.
Yeah. So one of the things we've noticed through social media and such is our similarities to the Kelce family.
Have you heard of the Kelces? They're kind of popular these days.
Yeah. Also, multiple different facets of this. So, Jason Kelce, the center for the Philadelphia Eagles, my favorite team ever.
Mm-hmm.
I think we kind of look alike. Do you think we look alike?
I mean, you're big dudes with beards, but...
But
not like...
He wears flip-flops to everything, though.
That's my style. I wear flip-flops to everything.
And you are like Kylie, his wife.
So what happened, there was the Kelce brothers like podcast start. We start seeing a lot of clips.
If you have any form of social media, you're going to get.
So this started, you know, months ago. And Harlan would be like peeping on our, you know, over our shoulder. And he was like, that's mom and that's dad.
Mm-hmm.
When Kylie was on the first podcast, that's who he told. He said, oh, that's my dad. Oh, that's my mom. I was like, well, thanks, son. And so then we started watching them. I guess then we picked up. But so we were like, you know what?
I mean, we are similar. Also, the other Kelce brother, who you may have heard of this, is dating Taylor Swift. Shares a birthday. With Harlan.
Yep.
They have the same birthday.
So basically we're them. They're us. We are them.
Not to mention, we also share an anniversary with Dave Grohl and his wife.
That was one of the first books I read this year. Was Storyteller. Really good book. I loved it. If you love...
Did you listen to it or read it?
Yeah, I listened to him read it. I think that's the way to go.
Yeah, I'm not. I do not like audiobooks read by just some random. It's
like the fiction books I've been reading. Yeah, that's read by fine. Like whomever. And I really didn't like the last person who read the Songbirds song. I don't know what it was. The Hunger Games prequel. Still don't know the title to it. Really bad with titles. I had it as an audio and ebook, and I was doing half and half. I didn't like the person who was reading it at all. It can ruin it. And sometimes I have to listen to it. Like Storyteller, I had to listen to at 1.5 because it was like the last day I had it, or I was going to sit back to the library and I had like a chapter and a half left.
The library go get it back. It's digital. I don't know how they do that.
I know they do. They just steal it back. And so I had it there I listened to the last part on 1.5. It was hilarious. But I mean, just any concept of growing up in the timeline, if you can remember where you were when you first heard Nirvana or first watched, I think it's when you first watched Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit. And I remember where I was. Like, I remember watching it and just staring and like, yes, I like that. This book, like, it's 1,000 types of nostalgia, and then it's someone who is your age telling the story. Like, he's in his 40s, maybe he's 50s now, but he's, you know, talking about having to cut back on caffeine and what it's like raising daughters
as you drink a caffeine free drink.
Yeah, I'm per my new venture into perimenopause, really cutting back on caffeine big time.
I would die. I said, Abby, I'm going to get some podcast drinks. Like, we're excited to do this, and hopefully we can stay consistent, bring this to you. Mm-hmm. Also, shout out to our man, Philip Smith. You want a new episode, this is for him. Hope you've enjoyed it up to this point. He broke his back.
Get well.
And he calls me. Hey, Bubby. I'm like, what the hell are you doing, man? You just broke your damn back. But
it would be awful. Like, I get and we all know that I'm famous for my, like, I get down on my back. Like, I do something stupid.
It's happening, like, to me a little more often now.
Yes. And I'm miserable. So I like the words, like, you broke your back, like, that's insane. I don't even know how to, like, process that at all. But
so, yeah, Philip, hope you're getting better.
We're
going to be consistent. So I said, I'm going to go get us podcast drinks.
We got a little treat. We got a treat. You got to have a little treat.
I mean, it's not late, but it's not early in the evening. So I said, you got to give me something caffeine free.
He's like, what do you want?
I get her a caffeine free Diet Coke, and I get an energy drink.
That's so stupid.
And I'll be able to fall right to sleep.
Part of me, like, I'm trying not to drink as much pop anyway. I mean, again.
You want a shot of bourbon? Look, he's like, my bottle's on my desk now.
One thing that I read was a lot, like, excessive energy drink can cause the kidney stones. So watch out. I don't wish that on anybody, but.
Well, you'd kind of want me to. You want something to.
Uh huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, you didn't get to experience being pregnant, so if we could at least share that, the kidney stone moment, because I really don't think you believed how bad back pain was until it happened to you.
And
then you were like,
I learn through experience.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Maybe so I need to be more empathetic.
Maybe that would be such a new adventure for you.
I don't know.
What would it be like?
What?
To understand how other people are feeling, or to try to, or at least take them at their
word. In the words of Cat Williams.
Love him.
You have to be your own star player. And I'm a team of one. In my head.
How's that working out for you? This is making me feel awesome. Tell me more about your team of one.
No, I'm talking about
your team of one can get all your shit together.
I'm trying. You have to advocate for yourself. So I'm advocating.
You have done a wonderful job throughout your life advocating for yourself.
I don't know.
No one here is concerned about how well Gary expresses his wants and needs. Nobody. 0% of the population is concerned about that.
Maybe there's one or two out there.
Nope.
They're concerned about my well-being.
You are. It's not your well-being. It's like, are you expressing what you want? No. You are. There's a reason why our son just like snaps his finger as we walk through the house. Cold water.
Yeah.
Cold water. Like, that is you.
He gets that from you.
Okay.
We're very confident.
You were very confident in telling everybody exactly what you're thinking, what you want, what you need. There's no filter or holding back or, you know, conscience.
I'm trying to be a better man in my old age. Did you have the Cat Williams? So apparently it's the number one most listened to podcast in the history of podcasts.
It exceeded the Elon Musk.
Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan podcast.
Which was at 30-some million.
Yeah.
Club Shay Shay is like 50-some million with Cat.
It was amazing.
But I want to know who's listening to the whole thing when you can digest all the good sound. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't.
That's why we don't clip our podcast. So we want you to listen to all of it.
That's why, guys. Well, it was just like the conversation we had the other night about like the whole YouTube shorts and the TikTok clips that maybe like people are watching entire movies or series through shorts now. Like, what the hell is happening to our attention span that we can't even do that?
Yeah. Prime example is me watching Game of Thrones.
Yeah, you did it.
It's supposed to be one of the best TV shows that ever. And listen, the stories are great. I get it. But I was watching it through clips, and then I started watching the full hour-long episodes. Like, this is boring as shit. Who really need? Just get to the action. We don't need character development. That's so 1980.
I don't do a lot of the... That's not on my algorithm, any of the shorts or anything like that. Now, you get me spiraled into like somebody's life story, I will watch like a 12-parter on somebody escaping a cult or whatever, or they're like family drama that I don't know who they are. They are nobody. I'm like, I'll follow that story on TikTok.
Intrigued.
But, oh, yeah. Yeah. Nosy is what it is. But
does the taking the music off of TikTok as a user, it doesn't affect me any.
What are we talking about?
Universal Music Group, like, scrubbed all the artists off TikTok, so you can't use their music anymore.
Huh?
Yeah. Taylor Swift, all the big, artists.
Okay, there's this woman, Cindy Mendy. She is fantastic. She, I don't know, has to be 60s, 70s, and she's dancing, and she's, like, doing the percolator, and, like, definitely, like, one of those old, what was the dancing TV show? Soul Train. That thing. Those, and she's like breaking it down just in her house in her living room. Now that you said that, it makes sense.
Is it muted now?
No, it's not muted. Not everything's muted, but some of her songs, she said, I know you guys have heard, like, thinking about taking my stuff to YouTube with the whole song issue. I thought it was just a her issue. I didn't realize it was all of TikTok.
Yeah. Now would be a great time to find those independent people.
So, like, any popular artist, you cannot have their song.
Correct. I mean, whoever's under Universal Music Group.
I don't know. Is that...
Basically everybody.
Everybody. Is that a label? I don't know what that is.
Yeah. So, TikTok was licensing the music from them.
Then their license ran out.
The negotiations fell through, so they didn't license it.
Well...
It's weird. TikTok's weird. Harlem posted a TikTok, got, like, 1,000 views in 30 minutes.
What was it?
That's why I sent it to you.
That's the one that got 1,000 views, his Five Nights at Freddy's one. It was just like a emoji.
Then he posted one today, and the comments were horrible. I deleted it. I was like, what the hell?
They were saying nasty things to my baby boy.
Oh, it wasn't him. Like, you don't see that it's him.
What did he post?
It's another Five Nights at Freddy thing.
Oh. Are we sure he hasn't posted anything recently?
Yeah, I mean.
Okay.
I know when I start getting likes, like, oh, shit, Harlan's posted something. You know, and I keep some of his YouTube up just because it does get some attention. And then some people
You're
be
exploiting
like...
exploiting your son.
But he likes to go back and watch them, too.
I'm just kidding.
But he left to his own accord, there's been days where he's had my phone for...
This is how Gary babysits Harlan.
No, for like 10 or 15 minutes at a time. Right? Mm-hmm. So Harlan's big thing is he, like most people, has to have a phone when he goes takes a shit. Like that's his thing. He will post 20 YouTube shorts on the commode in 10 minutes. He posted something today with Abby. Abby was modeling for it. I don't even know if you knew what he was doing.
When we were playing Creepy Cat?
Yeah. And he was like videoing your phone and...
I did let him video my phone to do... He wanted me to press TikTok. An app. Oh, great. I thought he was remembering Creepy Cat from when he was a baby.
Oh, no.
That makes me sad. My mamma used to do that. Creepy Cat. And then he loved it. Like, I remember that being one of the first things. Like, interacting with Harlan was kind of weird when he was a baby sometimes. Like...
That
was one of them. Yeah. And I was so pumped. Like, I was like, this is it. This is the one. Like, we'll connect on that. But ends up, like, looking back on that, Creepy Cat, like, so Creepy Cat is like, you just take your fingers and you like, go, Creepy Cat. And then you're like, kitcha, kitcha, kitcha. At the end.
I'm glad you explained what Creepy Cat was.
I don't think people know what Creepy Cat is.
They know
what Creepy Cat is. Anyway, like, it ends with, like, tickle. And so that ended up being a major... Like, Harlan loves that input. Still does. He's like, tickle me. He'll throw his leg on top of you and be like, tickle my foot.
We wrestled today.
Yeah. Did he, like, die and get out of breath?
He has started to come up and, like, hug me from behind. And he's strong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of surprised me. I was like, what?
If he does a squeeze,
catch his hands.
If he does a squeeze, he squeezes hard. Crap! Now Harlan has posted Creepy Cat on.
I deleted it.
Thank you.
I'm trying not to get this account banned.
Yeah, it's my goal. Just don't get banned.
Don't get banned.
I mean, I'm finally getting my algorithm back to where, you know, it's my normal weird shit that I want to watch.
What is mine? Mine is. Meal prep now, a lot, I think it's because of what you send me, kind of gets in there, video games. Yeah, sorry, still a thing.
So weird.
I don't know. We just, so it's February now. Don't judge us, our Christmas tree's still up.
I don't know when it's coming down.
It's a Valentine's Day spruce.
He noticed... Was it 2 weekends ago, or was that last weekend? I can't remember.
We've removed some things.
I removed, like, everything but the tree, and the Simpsons Christmas Village is still up, because I don't know where all the pieces are to that. Like, to get, like, they have very specific things. He came home, and I kept waiting for him to notice. Like, would he notice this is gone? He didn't say much, but, like, when he got mad at me, then he was like, about something else, like taking the phone or turning YouTube off or something. He was like, and my Christmas, what did you do with my Christmas? I was like, dang.
Yeah.
But he hadn't really said much else. So I've got to figure out how to get the tree down. I think the key is to put something in its place. It can't just be an empty spot. So.
Oh, what if? You don't be great.
Oh, God.
Hear me out. One of the old school Smokey the Bears.
What?
I don't know. I just imagine a 6 foot tall Smokey the Bear in the corner there.
No. Why?
Only you can prevent forest fires. It's a good lesson to learn.
So fiery.
I don't know. That's literally the first thing that popped in my head. No, not a desk.
A bourbon cabinet. Nope. Smokey there. That is so random. That's not even a thing. Like, where do you get one? We can go buy cocaine bear from shop local.
I bet it's so expensive.
Cocaine bear?
Yeah, or they're just like replicas.
I don't know. I thought it was the cocaine bear.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't know if they had replicas. I haven't watched that movie either, so.
I haven't either. Right, I probably will never watch it. I've not watched it.
You ever watched Cocaine Bear?
Nope.
Hmm.
Let's see. You watched Migration.
I did watch Migration. Took Harlan to see Migration. It was okay. It was an Illumination movie. I'm down with Illumination.
I finally watched Barbie, but not all of it, just parts of it, because Harlan wanted to watch it. He just wanted to, like, he just wanted to click on Barbie.
Yeah.
And then we ended up, like, at various points, you know, that where people, like, we would come in and watch parts of it together, and I watched, like, the big speech scene. But, and then the really weird Ken Barbie.
Did you know yesterday was Groundhog's Day?
What? Mm-hmm. Yes. I work in a school. Like, we, like, talk about, like, what, yeah. Not yesterday, day before yesterday.
I don't know what Friday. Day it is.
Friday.
I just was reading a story earlier how spring's coming early. Or however it is. Puck's Tiny Phil. Didn't see a shadow or whatever.
Oh. Yeah. I got, like, a weird feeling, though. Like, just it
that,
will come.
That
and then,
tradition,
like,
has stuck. For, like, how in the hell did that
I don't know.
To a fucking groundhog?
I don't know. It's really stupid. I thought one year, I was like, it was last year. I got really into, like, I wanted to, like, stream certain things when the kids came in, like, you know, like the Eagle's Nest or, like, I don't know. I saw, like, elementary school teachers doing it. I'm like, I think high school kids would like this too. And that day I was like, I want to stream. Like, when they come in, I want to have, like, the groundhog thing streaming in the corner of the screen. They do this in multiple places, not just wherever.
Not just school.
Not just, no.
Oh,
not just
no, you're talking about the ground, yeah.
Yeah, and so, like, I was
He's
on
the most
some,
famous,
like,
though, right?
Right, and I was on some, like, generic Groundhog Day thing, so.
Also, tonight's the Grammys.
Yes. Silas House and
he's nominated for
best music video for Tyler Childers.
Yeah,
with and Tyler Childers is up for like 5.
Is he really?
Grammys, I think so. Yeah.
I hope him.
I
Jelly
never
Roll
know. Like I'm not a big Jelly Roll fan. I'm gonna really unpopular opinion. I it just does nothing for me. The music, the whole anything. Like there's nothing. Like it got really big and popular there. And, like, everybody's like...
I met Jelly Roll.
Where?
Nashville, 2012-ish, at a fight. He walked a guy out. He was just a dude.
Just a dude.
I mean, he did... It was Jonathan Ivey, and he did his intro music. Hmm. And then he walked out with him.
Like, I don't hate it. I don't hate anything about him. I'm just not, like, crazy about it.
It's just funny how he did rap for his whole life and then started singing. Good for him, though. He seems like a really cool person.
Yeah.
He's funny.
There's a little bit of... I've seen him, like, get some flack on, like, TikTok and stuff. So, like, he's not... Like, he tells, like, a recovery story or... But he's not, like, fully... Like, he still partakes in other extracurricular things. I think... I don't know. I've not really followed it much, but just because, like I said, I don't really... Like, there are people that are, like, obsessed in love.
Yeah, I'm not in that category. I do like him though. Yeah. More so not his music, but like him listening to him talk.
Sure.
And stuff.
Yeah. He did, although he did like I guess some kids sang at some elementary school, some kids sang one of his songs like at a talent show and he like retweeted it or something or commented on it and it like blew up really big and like that's cool. Like I love that. I like when
shout out Jelly Roll.
Celebrities I guess interact with or acknowledge fans.
Do you think if you're really famous, you're just gonna scroll TikTok and watch stories about yourself, or
I don't know. Wouldn't have any idea. Yeah, like Google yourself or something.
I don't know. here's the last story I'll tell you. I was at work. I'm emailing this guy back and forth about one certain thing, like one work related topic. Right.
Mm-hmm. As you do.
And I was deferring him to somebody else. And he said, hey, I know it's somebody else's problem. Can you call me? And I was like, yeah. His name was Matt. I said, what's up? He said, hey, this is going to sound weird. He said, but do I know you? I said, I don't know. Do you? I said, you're in Iowa. I don't really. I said, I went to the Field of Dreams once. Did we meet there? Like, I don't have any connection to Iowa.
That is my nightmare. I would die on the spot.
No, it comes full circle. He's like, so when we were emailing, I saw your name and it was familiar. So I Googled you and I saw the story about work, about cargo theft and this and that.
I thought he was going to say, and I saw that you wrote that book called Sacred Marriage.
Yeah, no. And I was like, oh, yeah. He's like, I would love for you to come speak at our conference. And I was like, sure, well, what's your conference? And he tells me it's the National Odometer and Title Fraud.
What is that?
So odometer's what keeps the mileage on your car. There's fraud. They roll it back. And then title fraud, the titles to your car, people forging things.
Wait, people still roll back the odometers like they like?
Not like, not traditional. It's all electronic mostly now. Okay. But yeah, they're still...
There's a whole conference dedicated to that very specific thing.
And they want...
You've got to be kidding me.
Me to come speak. So...
This is getting out of control.
He said, I'm going to have the, you know, our executive give you a call and set it up. I was like, okay. It gets better. So...
National Gravel in Your Windshield.
Yeah. Conference. So I, as I do, commit to things... with my partner who is not as ambitious as me, right? He's not as extroverted and that. So I tell him, hey, man, we're going to the conference.
He's not an attention whore. Keep going.
I'm just trying to help people. So
at the odometer and I tell him, conference.
He's like, what in the hell are you? I was like, he asked. I said, yes. So
also, I think this is the first time I'm hearing this.
No, I told you.
Not that it was the odometer. Right, right. I would have remembered that.
Yeah, I just told you I was speaking in Columbus, Ohio. So I talked to the executive and like, yeah, you know, she said, how much time do you need? I said, listen, I don't know your crowd. So
shocking.
I mean, we can do 30 minutes or, you know, an hour, whatever. So we get the agenda last week. They got us down for 2 hours. And Steve's like, you got to tell him. I was like, nope. We're the last of the day. If we end up early, everybody gets to go home. Everybody gets to go back to their rooms.
Oh, my God. You know,
and we get to come home early. So,
when is this?
It's in July. Or June.
I think you it's never June. Go anywhere cool when I can go.
No.
It's really pissing me off.
Yeah. So, I'm going on spring break. I've got a trip. And I was like, can I go? I was like, sure.
Because in my head, I'm like, please be Florida. Please be Florida. Please be Florida.
And where is it?
Not Florida, New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Freaking New Jersey. It's not even like, I mean, I don't know. Jersey Shore. Maybe we can take the kids to the Jersey Shore.
We're not even,
I don't even know.
Opposite side of Jersey.
Exactly. See, God. He's been to Texas.
Anybody,
to like
anybody out there
Boca Raton.
From Whippany, New Jersey?
Boca Raton. And I'm like, nope. Gotta do that in like, you know, December when you can't go.
Do you think I picked these things? They're not mine.
Meanwhile, he's like, oh, I told him about a conference I get to go to this summer. He's like, where's it going to be? I was like, I think from Lexington. He was like, I was like, yeah, state public education. We don't get to go anywhere cool. I don't get to go speak at the odometer. We don't have the erasers that erase too hard and tear your paper conference. How do we solve that problem? I get to speak for 2 hours there.
Is it a man's own fault that he's in demand right now?
Shit.
Okay.
So full of yourself.
Google me.
He did not write Sacred Marriage.
I did buy it, though.
So a friend, I guess, I think he must have a new book out. Loving Him Well. Have I told you this?
No, but that sounds like a book I would write.
I don't think I told you this. I don't know if it's brand...
Somebody really think I wrote it?
No, it was just like, ha ha, can Gary sign this? And I was like...
Damn right.
Fun fact. Like, it started out like kind of as a joke that I would like... Not a joke, but like at first, like I would like screenshot the tweets and...
Yeah.
Be like, oh, that was so sweet of you. The things that he would write... So I think I don't know how new it is. How do you know if something's like when it's been published? How do you know those things?
It usually says like published date.
Oh, no, this is... No, this isn't new. But I don't know where it came up. Yeah, 2018. So
yeah,
there is an author named Gary Thomas, and he is a marriage counselor with a Christian stance on everything, like a biblical perspective on everything.
Stealing my bib.
Yeah, not you, not him. But
if you were one of the people that listened to us during our hiatus, or one of the 13 times last year, thank you.
Thanks, friends.
So I used the same platform for both podcasts, and I've stayed pretty consistent with the other one.
I'm not offended.
But when looking at the analytics, I would see weeks like huge spikes in ours. I'm like, what's going on here? So to those people, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Tell somebody about us this week.
I mean,
it would be motivation for us to do it again. I mean, we're going to do it again.
I just want to do it because I enjoy it. I don't need the attention seeking that you do, clearly.
I mean, you don't even go back and listen to these. You just like, I could have not even hit record, Abby, walk away. Never know. Never know. She'd never know.
I enjoy this time together, though.
I do, too.
I'm being present and living in the moment.
I listen. I adapt. One of the things sometimes Abby complains about when we podcast is that I look at my phone and I didn't even bring it.
And you said I'm not bringing my phone or my watch down here today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I had it. Oh, can I give an update?
Yes.
Happy Meals cycle every month. Happy Meal toys.
Did you text McDonald's?
No, I Googled it.
Oh.
What?
I didn't know. I mean, I thought... Maybe you text somebody that works at McDonald's. Like, hey, how often? What's the cycle on them Happy Meals?
Who do I know? Like former student.
I feel like you know Ronald. You would. You know Ronnie. You know Grimace. Grimace.
Oh, the Grimace shake. Oh.
All right, Philip, get to feeling better. Hope this brought your spirits up. Everybody else out there, we love you. Come back next week or whenever. I love you.
I love you.
Toodaloo.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.